Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My fellow Americans, welcome. It's Eric Erickson here across the nation. I am delighted to have you guys with me today. There is a lot going on and a lot of breaking news happening now as protests across the Ivy League continue to expand, happening in Columbia, Yale, so much more. I want to dive into this with you because I got to set the scene for you. There's a lot we need to talk about, but this is, I think, the biggest issue. Last night at Columbia University, students began forming a human chain to keep Jews from being able to walk across campus.
Attention, everyone. Can I get everyone to form a human chain right here, please?
We have Zionists at the entrance of our encampment.
Repeat after me.
We have Zionists.
Who have entered the camp.
Now, you need to know it was Jewish students, not Zionists. It was Jewish students. They say this is all about Israel, but they sure are targeting Jews generally. Not only that, they began at Columbia University an Al-Qassam chant. Al-Qassam, make us proud. They're chanting for Al-Qassam to kill more Jews. That was their chant at Columbia University. Al-Qassam, make us proud. Kill more Jews. What is Al-Qassam, you ask? Al-Qassam is the military wing of Hamas that coordinated the October 7th massacre. You have students at Columbia University calling on Al-Qassam, the military wing of Hamas that massacred the Jews on October 7th, to kill more Jews. This is happening at Columbia University. At Yale University, they formed a human chain to block Jewish students from going into the dorms. And at Columbia University, a Columbia University Jewish professor who was born in Israel has been locked out of campus.
Shame!
Not just a civil right as a Jewish person to be on campus. I have a right as a professor employed by the university to be on campus. They deactivated my card. These are 5 lawsuits in happening, but we don't want to do it.
And they come to shout him down. He's been locked out of campus. A Jewish professor born in Israel, locked out of campus at Columbia University. At Yale today, right now, these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protesters, anti-Semites, they have blocked streets around Yale's campus. They're refusing to allow people access to Yale if they're Jewish. This is happening not in Germany in the 1930s. This is not happening in Arab countries. This is happening in the United States of America in the year of our Lord, 2024. Now, I got to set the stage for you here. This is very important because when Joe Biden ran for president of the United States of America in 2019, do you know what the very first two words were of Joe Biden's launch video? I'm not making this up. This is the very first video from Joe Biden's campaign where he announced he was running for president. The very first two words of Joe Biden's campaign, the reason Joe Biden said he was running for president of the United States, were these two words, the very first two words he uttered in his campaign announcement. Do you know what those two words were?
Charlottesville, Virginia is home to the author of one of the great documents in human history. We know it by heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. We've heard it so often, it's almost a cliche, but it's who we are. We haven't always lived up to these ideals. Jefferson himself didn't, but we have never before walked away from them.
Charlottesville, Virginia. Those are the first two words uttered by the campaign for president of the United States of Joe Biden. Joe Biden said it was the events in 2017 at the Unite the Right rally where the Tiki Torch whites carried tiki torches through Charlottesville, Virginia. That was the reason he decided to run for office. CNN reported this, NBC reported this, the New York Times reported this, the Washington Post reported this. Jill Biden and Joe Biden both said the reason Joe Biden ran for president were the events of Charlottesville, Virginia. How un-American that was. How detestable that was. He needed to run to call Americans back to their founding ideals. We hold these truths that all men are created equal. Those are his words. The very first two words uttered by Joe Biden in his campaign for president, Charlottesville, Virginia. And he hasn't said jack about what's going on right now. Really easy for Joe Biden to call out the other side. That's not leadership. That's easy. It's easy to criticize the other side. It's hard to criticize your own side. After the primary in Michigan, where 15% of Democratic voters, mostly in Islamic districts around Dearborn, Michigan, and auto workers, voted uncommitted in the Democratic presidential campaign, Joe Biden's team began walking back his position on Israel. He began being more sympathetic to the Palestinians and towards Hamas and more reasonable towards Hamas. And now, on Columbia University's campus, Joe Biden is seeing this. We're all seeing this. They're blocking Jews from campus. At Yale University, they're blocking Jews from campus. At Harvard University, they're harassing Jewish students. You know, at Columbia, the local Orthodox rabbi is having to arrange security for Jewish students. The University of Pennsylvania, they were chanting death to the Jews and from river to sea, a genocidal call against the Jews. At Stanford University in California, they chased a Jewish speaker off campus. It was real easy for Joe Biden to condemn Donald Trump. But Joe Biden, he's not showing leadership here. He's showing cowardice. He can't bring himself to hold the anti-Semites and the racists on his side accountable. It's real easy to vilify everybody on the right. You got all of MSNBC claiming it's the Tiki Torch whites who are the big threat in America. Last I checked, the Tiki Torch whites aren't blocking any Jew from going to school. The Democrats have a pattern in history of racists blocking schools from access by those they don't like. And here they are again, falling back on their nature. And Joe Biden's unwilling to call them out. Oh, sure, the White House will release a statement written in Joe Biden's name, but where's Joe Biden? Where is Joe Biden? At war with the English language still? Asleep? They're not trotting Joe Biden out. You know, this is one of the most remarkable things about this administration at this moment. They can't trot Joe Biden out to make a forceful case to stand with Ukraine. They can't do it. He's unwilling to stand up himself. It's all got to be pre-planned, pre-written statements. He can't just off the top of his head defend it, defend Ukraine. He can't defend Israel. He can't denounce anti-Semitism. He can't come out to a microphone because instead he may cause an international incident talking about his uncle being eaten by cannibals in Papua New Guinea. Joe Biden can't rise to the occasion. He has not risen to the occasion. In 1992, Rodney King, after the savage beating in Los Angeles, four of the police officers were charged and hauled before a jury. They were found not guilty, and the Los Angeles riots began. And a black female rapper named Sister Souljah came out after the Los Angeles riots in May of 1992 and said black people needed to spend a week killing white people. There was an Arkansas governor you might have heard of. His name was Bill Clinton. He was running for president. And within a month of Sister Souljah giving that statement to the Washington Post and others, Bill Clinton was speaking at Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition event and let loose on what became known as a Sister Souljah moment.
Been best about the Rainbow Coalition, which is people coming together across racial lines. You talked about Mr. Fields from Louisiana that you had here last night, a great role model. We don't have a lot of time to do this. We don't have a lot of time. You had a rap singer here last night named Sister Souljah. I defend her right to express herself through music. But her comments before and after Los Angeles were filled with the kind of hatred that you do not honor today and tonight. Just listen to this, what she said. She told the Washington Post about a month ago, and I quote, if black people kill black people every day, why not have a week and kill white people? So you're a gang member and you'd normally kill somebody? Why not kill a white person? Last year she said, you can't call me or any black person anywhere in the world a racist. We don't have the power to do to white people what white people have done to us. And even if we did, we don't have that low-down, dirty nature. If there are any good white people, I haven't met them. Where are they? Right here in this room. That's where they are. I know she is a young person, but she has a big influence on a lot of people. And when people say that, if you took the words white and black and you reversed them, you might think David Duke was giving that speech.
He went on from there. Criticized her, criticized those who would back her. At Jesse Jackson's event, Jesse Jackson denounced Bill Clinton after the event. Other prominent black officials in the country denounced Bill Clinton, and he stood by it. He defended it. He said he was right and she was wrong, and that this was leadership, criticizing people on his own side, that he understood the injustice. He denounced the verdict against the cops, Rodney King, but this was wrong to encourage black people to kill white people. Bill Clinton rose to the occasion. You could say it was political. You could say it was cynical. You could say he needed to do it. But by God, Joe Biden needs to do it, and he's nowhere to be seen. You have not foreigners on college campuses in this country. You have white American kids and black American kids and other non-white American kids on Ivy League campuses forming human chains to block Jews from going to their dorms and classes. You have Ivy League universities denying Jewish professors with tenure access to the college campus in the name of protecting them. You have white students calling for Al-Qassam, Hamas's militant wing, to murder Jewish students on campus. Over the weekend, a picture came out of a white girl wearing the dish towel wrapped around her head, holding a sign pointing to Jewish students waving American flags. The Jewish students waving American flags. The anti-Jewish students burning the American flags. The Jewish students, she held a sign pointing to them with an arrow pointing to them. Al-Qassam, your next target, please. Al-Qassam, again, the group that orchestrated the massacre of October 7th. This was a white girl. Wasn't a foreigner. Was a white girl, a woke white girl on a college campus. We have white and black. We have other non-white American voting citizens on these college campuses calling for death to the Jews, blocking Jews from campus, and Joe Biden is silent. At best, they release words on paper. Joe Biden has not stood up and announced this. Joe Biden could have a Sister Souljah moment, and the fact that he hasn't is a pretty big indication Joe Biden needs the votes of the anti-Semites to win in November, and he doesn't want to rise to the occasion because to do so might cost him an election. Real leadership is putting it all on the line, like Mike Johnson did in the face of an ouster by his own conference. He still stood strong for Ukraine. Joe Biden is being led around by the anti-Semites Instead of leading them out the door, away from campus and into jail, Joe Biden can't lead right now. Those of you who are Jewish should be really concerned. The president of the United States is refusing to come to the microphone and flat out denounce anti-Semitism and racism on college campuses because the man whose first words in his campaign were Charlottesville, Virginia, can't actually bring himself to hold his own side to the same standard he wants to hold Donald Trump's side to. Pretty damning indictment of his character, and I hope he proves me wrong. But I'm not going to hold my breath.
Want to be on the show?
Hello?
I love your show.
Call Eric now at 877-973-7425. Get the podcast, live stream, email, and social media links by texting Eric to 33777 now.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number 877-973-7425. If you want to be on the program, look, let me just summarize this for you. What's happening? Joe Biden ran for president to beat Trump and turn the American moral compass away from Charlottesville, Virginia. 4 years later, Donald Trump is more popular than Joe Biden, and the racists and anti-Semites are marching across American campuses, making human chains to block access to the college campuses of Jewish students. That's Joe Biden's America now. This isn't Donald Trump's America. These are not Donald Trump voters. These are Joe Biden and progressive supporters. The media in the United States during Donald Trump's tenure spent an extraordinary amount of energy denouncing Trump and white nationalists and claiming that the threat from the right far outweighed the threat from the left, despite the two mass political assassination attempts in this country in the last decade coming from MSNBC viewers. They kept telling us it was white nationalists, it was Republicans, it was conservatives, it was Christians who were the threat. That's not the way it's played out. It's not Christians blocking college campus access. It's not white nationalists harassing Jews on college campuses. It's not Republicans blocking Jewish professors from accessing college campuses. This is the progressive movement in America. It is the progressive movement from whom the last two mass assassination would-be antagonists came from. It is the progressive movement that's showing itself violent despite what the media wants you to hear. And it is Joe Biden who said he was going to turn us to our better angels, and instead he now depends on the worst angels of the Democratic Party, the devil himself, to get him elected. And that should tell you everything you need to know about why you shouldn't vote for him. I got to tell you about Vision Computers now. There's just no easy way to transition into this, but I got to tell you about them. And so let me tell you this. Our kid is going to college in August. Blows my mind. I'm old enough to have a kid going to college. She's going to need a computer. Vision will build it for her. Why? Because they'll build her what she needs, what she wants, what's going to last her through college, what's upgradable. And then I won't have to be the tech support because she'll have a special number she can call. And faster than Google search, she'll figure out the answer to her questions. They can do it for you with your home, with your kids, with your company for $179 a year if you didn't buy a computer for Vision. If you bought a computer for Vision, it comes with it. If not, for $179 a year, you call 404-COMPUTE, go to visioncomputers.com. For $179 a year, not a month, you too can get the special phone number, and Vision can take over your tech. They can remote in to fix things. They can help you with printer and email support, whatever you need. 404-COMPUTE or visioncomputers.com. Unload your IT burdens to Vision Computers for just $179 a year. 404-COMPUTE. Tell them I sent you.
Smart, fearless, and occasionally funny. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson. The phone number, 877-973-7425. I guess I should pull up the call screening program, shouldn't I? By the way, just got to say thank you last week to the folks at WOKV and WDBO in Florida. It's nice to be home now. Came home to just my family having me been having gone out of town for so long. Gone last week, I got to be gone at the end of this week, I got to be gone next week. I was supposed to be gone tomorrow, and my family staged an intervention and put their foot down. So I will be here for most of the rest of the week, which is fine. A lot of travel these days. That's okay. Had a great time last week. Now, to the phone, 877-973-7425. Jim, you're going to be up next. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going today, Eric?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. I got a very, serious and disturbing question. At what point are we looking at if the administrations of these universities at Harvard, Yale, and Columbia, and all the Ivy League, when are these Jewish students going to start wearing yellow stars?
It's only a matter of time before they make them do that. People really need to be concerned. Now, Jim, I'm going to let you go there. I want you to listen. I want you to listen to this. Every single person listening to me right now, I want to read you the list from the U.S. Department of Education has released the list of schools presently under investigation for anti-Semitism. Again, this is a list of the colleges and universities in the United States presently being investigated by the federal government for anti-Semitism. Arizona State University, Carnegie Mellon, Columbia University, Cooper Union, Cornell University, City University of New York, Brooklyn College, City University of New York, Hunter College, City University of New York, School of Law, Duke University, George Washington University, Harvard University, Illinois Wesleyan University, Indiana University, Bloomington, Middlebury College, Muhlenberg College, Northwestern University, Oberlin College, Princeton University, Rhode Island School of Design, Rutgers University, San Diego State University, Stanford University, State University of New York, Binghamton University, State University of New York, College at New Paltz, State University of New York, Rockland, Swarthmore College, Temple University, The New School, The Ohio State University, University of California, Berkeley, University of California, Davis, University of California, Los Angeles, University of California, San Diego, University of California, Santa Barbara, University of Illinois at Chicago, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, University of Massachusetts, Amherst, University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, University of Minnesota, Twin Cities, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, University of Southern California, University of Washington, Seattle, University of Wisconsin at Madison, Wellesley College, Yale University, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45 universities in the United States of America presently under investigation for rampant anti-Semitism on college campus. Some of the leading universities in the United States: Carnegie Mellon, Columbia, Cooper Union, Cornell, Duke University, George Washington, Harvard, Northwestern, Oberlin, Princeton, Rutgers, UCLA, USC, Swarthmore, Wellesley, Yale, The New School, The Ohio State University. There is poison on these college campuses. Poison in the brains of these kids. contrary to what a lot of people think of, what a lot of people are saying, these are not immigrants on these college campuses. Some of them are, but a lot of them are white kids, privileged white kids. It's the same white kids who have been planting bombs around the city of Atlanta. They came from New England to Atlanta, planted explosive devices around the city of Atlanta to protest the building of a police training facility. It's upper income white kids. Their brains have become rotted and diseased. They've been indoctrinated instead of educated. Many of them, their parents sent them to gifted academic institutions. And they were fed a diet of hating Jews in the United States. There's not a single school on that list from the Southeastern Conference. Very few in the ACC. Whole lot of Ivy League schools, a lot of them West Coast and New England. You can get a really good college degree from the SEC, from the ACC. You can get a really good degree out there. You don't have to go to the Ivy League. Buddy of mine texted me this morning and said he was the CFO at a fintech company. Just left there a while back. Said the CEO, the woman in charge, insisted he hire someone from the Ivy League to be in charge of finance under him. That he interviewed someone and they narrowed it down to someone from Dartmouth. Said the person that they looked at was a blithering idiot, but the idiot got the job because the idiot had the Ivy League degree. That company's now gone belly up. You don't have to hire from the Ivy League. And in fact, should be in acknowledgement here to Bill Ackman and others who have been complaining about anti-Semitism that maybe you need to stop hiring from the Ivy League. Maybe you should stop subsidizing this sort of behavior. But I need to say something else and more important to you, and I need you to listen to me here. Not trying to be lecturing, but this has got to be said. In the history of humanity, anti-Semitism is a canary in the coal mine for something not right in society. Anti-Semitism has always been the canary in the coal mine. For those of you who don't understand the analogy, miners, underground subsurface miners, would carry canaries in cages into coal mines who would chirp. And if the canary died, it was a warning sign they needed to get out of the cave because of the air quality. The canary died first. And if they stayed too long, the miners would suffer and die. The canary in the coal mine, the early warning system for something wrong in society, anti-Semitism has been it in the history of Western and Eastern society as Jews spread around the world. That this is happening on college campuses is a big red flag. That it spilled out after Hamas murdered close to 2,000 Jews in Israel, and that was the impetus for this rallying of anti-Semitism. I have longtime Jewish friends of mine who are fearful right now. They've gone out, they bought guns, they've learned how to use them. They saw what happened in Europe in the 1920s and 30s, where they became the scapegoat. And now it's the Ivy League. It's the well-educated. It's the well-funded. Oftentimes, it was Jewish graduates who wrote some of the biggest checks to fund these campuses that are now using those dollars from Jewish alumni to turn the campuses against the Jews. We should all be bothered by this. We should all be alarmed by this. We should also be genuinely alarmed and appalled at the Democratic Party leadership that remains silent. They issue printed statements. They don't come to cameras and talk. They're more concerned about stopping Trump than stopping the Nazis. They claim Donald Trump's the Nazi, but Donald Trump's not the one marching in the streets calling for death to the Jews. It's the Democratic Party base. They want these people's votes in November. And they're playing with fire in this. They're playing with fire, trying to get their votes, keeping Joe Biden quiet. I want to say this. I want to say this in all honesty. Mr. President, prove me wrong. Mr. President, come out to the camera, unscripted, and denounce what's going on. Don't play the both sides, Islamophobia and anti-Semitism. We aren't seeing on these campuses Islamophobia. We're not seeing on these campuses hostility towards Muslims. We're seeing hostility to Jews. Don't try to both sides of this. Don't try to nuance this. Come out, Mr. President. Prove me wrong. Condemn this. You could condemn the Tiki Torch whites in Charlottesville, Virginia. Why can't you condemn this publicly? Why are you having to send out prepared statements written by others, not yourself? Why can't you speak yourself to the camera without notes about this issue? Prove me wrong, Mr. President. Prove me wrong, Joe Biden. Come out and condemn the anti-Semitism on college campuses. Come out and condemn the anti-Semitism rising on the left. Don't both sides it. Don't try to make it about Trump. Don't try to make it about Islamophobia. Condemn the violence and the anti-Semitism and the racism coming from the progressive movement in America, cheered on by the likes of your own Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Jamal Bowen, who are all trying to justify it, all trying to explain it, all trying to say it's no big deal, all trying to say it's just words. Is it just words, Mr. President? You were so inspired by the words and deeds of Charlottesville, Virginia, you ran for the presidency of the United States, coming out of retirement, claiming you needed to turn the course of the country back to its moral self and better angels. Prove me wrong, Mr. President. Come out and speak. Your silence is very loud right now. Your unwillingness to condemn the people of your own side right now is very telling. What's remarkable, Joe Biden, is that you're trying to get the working class to pay off the student loans of these anti-Semitic Ivy League college graduates and students. You're trying to get the working class to bail out these anti-Semites' student loans. You're making no apologies about it. You're defending it. You're defending these kids. Your silence enables them, justifies them. Your silence is condoning, not condemning. Prove me wrong. I'm not going to hold my breath, but I wish you would. When anti-Semitism begins to fester the way it is, bad things tend to happen. It is the canary in the coal mine. It is spreading. They eventually get to the Christians, but they start with the Jews. And every Christian should be condemning what's happening to their Jewish cousins, because you're next. The things of the world hate the things of God. Mr. President, you could lead. Why aren't you? And silence from the White House. These turbulent times. In these turbulent times, it's why the folks at Swiss America want to help you protect your hard-earned assets. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. The world just seems like it's going to hell in a handbasket, starting on Ivy League campuses. Swiss America has been sounding the alarm about this, and they want you to get their report completely for free, The Secret War on Cash. All you do to get it is you mention my name, Eric Erickson, when you call or text 800-289-2646. The Secret War on Cash, it is completely for free. The War on Cash includes digital forms of currency. It is spreading daily. All you need to do is call or text my name, Eric Erickson, to 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. The report is completely for free from Swiss America. 800-289-2646. Call or text my name. Message data rates may apply.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show.
Join Eric's army of activists. Text ARMY to 33777 now.
Hello and welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. This hour of the program brought to you by First Liberty Building and Loan. Wherever you are nationwide, First Liberty can help your business grow. If you're buying a building or building a building, you're buying a franchise, you need $250,000 or more, reach out to First Liberty. FirstLibertyGA.com. FirstLibertyGA.com. Tell them I sent you. Oh, the hush money trial coverage continuing on television. They're not paying attention to Columbia. Meanwhile, Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, has released a statement saying he will not give any more money to Columbia University until the school protects Jewish students. Good for him. He's the founder of the Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism. I gotta move to a personal side story here. Y'all know the book To Kill a Mockingbird? It's actually my favorite book. I love To Kill a Mockingbird. I love the movie with Gregory Peck. The book and the movie, I have to tell myself, are different because the book captures so many more scenes than the movie. I'm surprised Hollywood hasn't tried to remake To Kill a Mockingbird. It's just the perfect movie. But the book is a wonderful, wonderful book. I love To Kill a Mockingbird. And Atticus tells the kids, you don't kill mockingbirds. All mockingbirds do is they want to sing for us. They don't have their own song. They take the song of other birds and sing. Well, y'all, my wife is about to really legitimately kill a mockingbird, and I may have to do the dirty work. In fact, I told my neighbors yesterday, if you hear a shotgun blast in the middle of the night, don't call 911. It's me killing a mockingbird. We have a mockingbird in the tree outside our bedroom window, and that mockingbird doesn't say a darn thing during the day, but starting at 10 o'clock at night, you know the songs that the mockingbird sings? Car alarms. I'm not making a joke. This mockingbird sits outside the window, and starting from about 10 p.m. until 6 a.m., it'll do a couple of bird sounds and then car alarm noises all night long. On the other side of the house, you think, just go to the guest bedroom. Oh, you can still hear it. My wife is ready for us to murder a mockingbird. It's probably got a nest, and I hate to do it, but I'm thinking I ought to go smash the nest and get the mockingbird out of the tree. Something, this mockingbird has got to go. All weekend long, all night long, car alarm sounds. Oh, my gosh. Atticus clearly never met this mockingbird, or he too. I really thought about just setting the tree on fire. I mean, like, I'm now my son has an airsoft gun. Maybe I need a BB gun. The problem is the bird doesn't make the sounds until night, and it's dark, and so you can't see the bird. On Friday night, my son and I spent a while throwing tennis balls into the tree, just hoping to try to hit in its general vicinity. It wouldn't show up even when we throw it. It's like it was mocking us, this mockingbird. So either there's going to be a tree set on fire in the next few days, or my neighbor's going to wake up to a shotgun blast because it's the middle of the night. We can't see where the bird is. So a big spray from a 12-gauge should do the trick, or I'm going to have to climb up into the – and the problem is it's in a cedar tree. I actually legitimately am allergic to cedar, and I'm going to have to climb up into this tree, have my EpiPen ready, find the nest – get rid of the nest to get rid of the mockingbird, and then come down and stab myself with an EpiPen. The things you do for your wives. And no, they don't tell you about this before. This is not in the guide to marriage. But one day, in middle age, you find yourself climbing a tree in the middle of the night with a shotgun to kill a mockingbird for your wife, all for love, and not really for love, just so your wife gets a good night's sleep so she doesn't murder you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.